Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1111, so 11111. The topic is nutrition, and the title is How to Stop Eating Poorly When Stressed. So I was talking with a client recently, and they've been dealing with some stress, and don't we all? But stress kind of hit them with a bigger wave than usual at a certain period. It was because they were going through some tough things. Tough things emotionally, tough things kind of just with life. And stress is something we're all going to feel. Now, what they kind of noted was every time they feel stressed, they eat like crap. They kind of pick the easy foods. They don't feel like food prepping. Maybe they just kind of snack at things but never feel like making a big meal. And they said they just, when they feel like crap, they eat like crap, then they feel like crap because they ate like crap. And it just cycles. It's just a crappy cycle, they said, which is fantastic and hilarious. So enjoying those conversations, but unfortunately not a good reason for the conversation. But when we're stressed, we often seek convenience. So to stop eating like crap when you're stressed, you need to have healthy foods, not crap foods, healthy foods, convenient. So when we're stressed, our body has enough to deal with. It doesn't want more work. It just says, what's the easiest damn thing I could put in my face because I'm tired and busy and with other things. So it wants convenience. We then have to say, okay, I know that that's going to happen. How can I work with that? I can work with that by having healthy things convenient. So I ran through a little list as I was making the outline for today and thinking about the foods at which like I eat or like my wife Meredith eats, and I was laughing because most of them are the things that fit into a stressed category. So that was hysterical. How like fast, convenient, easy, those are things. So one of the things you can do is, like there's a grocery store between the gym and my home, and I could always pull into the grocery store, grab some rotisserie chicken, microwavable like mashed potatoes, boom, meal's done. Another option I use for breakfast every morning, or at least lately, has been a bagel sandwich. I put a bagel in a toaster. While it's toasting, I pull out cheese slices and lunch meat. So recently I've been eating like deli turkey. So I have deli turkey, I don't know, I think it's like 3 ounces-ish, a slice of cheese. I put a little bit of hot sauce on it so that way it makes me thirsty and I remember to drink fluids. Then when the bagel's out, I'm usually actually waiting on the bagel, so the bagel takes like 2 minutes. I then put all that in the middle of the bagel, smush it together, and eat it while I'm driving to work. So, very convenient, very easy, and it's healthy in the sense that I'm about to go active, I'm about to, you know, be doing things, so I'm going to burn through the carbs in the bagel. The protein is in the meat and the cheese. Is there some fat in the cheese? Yeah, because I'm 280 pounds, so it isn't going to affect me much. But if you want low-fat cheese or fat-free cheese, you can pick that. So that's something that's quick and easy to make. Now, is that as easy as skipping the meal? No. But it is as damn close as you can get. 2 minutes to make a meal? Yeah. Another thing I do is a protein shake, and sometimes I'll do this in the morning, sometimes I do it midday. I buy baby cereal rice, so rice baby cereal. Yep, that's weird, but I'm weird, so I'm okay with it. So rice baby cereal, because I like it better than oats. I don't like the consistency of oats in my shakes. So I do rice baby cereal for my carbohydrates, put in a scoop of chocolate protein powder, put in 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, and I pour whole milk into that because I don't care about the calories. I actually want the calories. So the shake ends up being 900 calories for me. Now you could do almond milk or something like that if you wanted to. I blend all that up. I drink it out of the blender. My parents got me, I think, like a magic bullet or whatever it's called. I forget what it's called. But the blender, like the cup, actually comes off, and then you screw on a lid, so it's actually like you drink the little mini blender, so I don't have to mess it, like dirty another cup and do all these dishes. Really convenient. That, I have timed it. It takes me less than 2 minutes to make. Rice and sausage is another meal I do. Microwavable jasmine rice, microwavable chicken sausages that are already pre-cooked. The rice takes 90 seconds, so a minute and a half. The sausage takes about 30 to 60 seconds, depending on whether I'm eating 2 or 3. Just depends on whether I'm hungry or not. How hungry I am. So I can make all that in under 3 minutes and be eating it in under 3 minutes. So that's pretty convenient. I'll often eat it on a paper plate and throw that away, or I'll do it on a regular plate and kind of do the plate and the fork either right after I'm done eating, or I can let that in the sink till the end of the day. But that's a meal that I can make and eat in under 10 minutes. I've actually timed it. So it's actually what I had for lunch today. Another snack that we have on hand for myself or Meredith is Greek yogurt. So we do a Greek yogurt. I think it's like triple zero something something, where it's a lot of protein, not a lot of fats or carbs or anything. So pretty good protein source, a little quick energy. We also do little cups of cottage cheese that are like 100 calories. She likes snacking on those every now and then. Another meal we make is boil some protein pasta, which is what I call it. But it's pasta made from chickpeas. So a company we use is called Bonza. I think it's B-A-N-Z-A. B-A-N-Z-A. And yeah, that's it. Okay, Bonza. And it's made from chickpeas. And it has really high protein content. So I'll boil some water, throw the pasta in there. It cooks in about like 10 minutes. Mix in some sauce if you want. And then all of a sudden you have a whole big meal and it's made in 15 minutes. Like you boil the water, you put in the pasta, you know, maybe you can then do some other odds and ends, you know, put a load of laundry in the washer, do what you got to do there. Maybe feed our cat, whatever I want to do. Maybe hang out with Freddie for a little bit. But it's a quick meal. I have a lot of cashews and almonds always available. I like cashews. Meredith likes almonds. So I actually have three containers of cashews on my desk at work. I'm looking at them right now. So those are always readily available. Quick and easy to do. Protein bars or kind of energy bars. Those are always like healthy things to have on hand that are very quick. One of the other things we do is a core power drink. Meredith likes those. I don't know like if it's a special company or anything like that. It's just called core power. And it's like a protein shake. And they have like a chocolate and a strawberry banana one she likes. You can get those from where we live. QT is a local gas station. I miss my sheets. I was born in Pennsylvania, so I miss sheets. But we get them from a local gas station and or come from the local grocery store. We always have a couple on hand. Another meal I make is chicken, rice, and broccoli. The rice is microwavable rice. The broccoli is like steam fresh microwave bags. And then the chicken, I just heat up a frying pan, pour some avocado oil into it, light salt. I cut the chicken up into bite-sized pieces with my scissors. And then I just kind of stir that around and cook it pretty hot. So that way it kind of like cooks the outside of the chicken real fast. So it kind of locks in kind of the juices so it doesn't dry it out. Now in the time, I usually put the broccoli in first. It's 5 minutes in the microwave. While I'm doing that, I warm up the pan. I cut up the chicken. The chicken is usually like starting to be cooked by the time the broccoli's done. Take the broccoli out, put the rice in. The rice takes 90 seconds. Then I'm usually stirring the chicken around for about another minute or two. That all gets thrown on a plate. She likes putting yum yum sauce on it. So it's almost like takeout meal. And then she eats that. And I can cook all of that and have it on a plate in 10 minutes and she's eating. So these are things that we go through, and there's a lot more, but that was already, I think, 10 options or so. But that's the idea. The concept behind all of those meals / snacks is that when we're stressed, we seek convenience. So to stop eating crap foods, which are often convenient, we need to have healthy options. Convenient. So we eat, like what we eat, we typically select based on taste, cost, convenience, and then our senses, like the sight of it, the smell of it, kind of the mouth feel. There's a special word for that. But anyhow, those are typically the reasons why we pick what we eat. Taste, cost, convenience, and then senses. When we're stressed, our body goes right for convenience. It just, I'm tired, I'm overworked, I don't need more crap to do. Just put something in my face, quick and easy, let me move on, let me sit on the couch, let me unwind, let me do something for myself. So the body just says, quick, convenient, get it done. Now, there's kind of a catch on that, is sometimes when we are emotionally stressed, the body can sometimes lean towards taste. It wants to have something that reminds you of like your childhood, or have something that kind of that just tastes good so it feels good. If we're emotionally stressed, if we're emotionally hurt, we don't feel good. So we want something that makes us feel good. So if you're facing how like eating poorly when you're stressed, first of all, make healthy foods convenient. because you're going to want something convenient. So to battle unhealthy foods convenient, make healthy things convenient. So use all the kind of examples we said there and then kind of to build your own. Just think, what can I grab and eat instantly? Or what can I make in 5 minutes or less? So that way you have these things available. And by knowing what they are, by making this list, by kind of thinking this through, you'll be more aware of what these are. I actually have a client that wrote a list of their meals on their fridge. So when they're stressed, they can look at that list and say, okay, I'm just going to pick that. Boom, done. So they have a list of like easy meals all in their fridge, and that prevents them from eating foods that they know they shouldn't eat when they're looking for convenience. Now, if you're dealing with stress and it's causing you to want tasty things because you need emotional release, then you need to work on addressing that stress. Now, we have podcast number 569 called, it's titled Calming the Whirlwind. You can Google that, Brutal Iron Gym Podcast 596, Calming the Whirlwind. And you'll see that there's a way in which we kind of talk about how to deal with just everyday kind of day-to-day craziness, how you can kind of maybe get control over that and help calm the stress of that. Then we also have podcast number 420 titled The Fast Food of Self-Care. And again, just Google search Brutal Iron Gym Podcast 420, The Fast Food of Self-Care. And it talks through how when we do need to address our needs or emotional needs, there's kind of quick and easy ways that work in the moment, but they do not make us feel better long term. And then there's the things that do make us feel better long term. So we talk through those. Those would be two really good podcasts to listen to on learning how to better manage your stress. And then how do we deal with kind of that eating poorly when stressed is to recognize what our body wants. Our body wants convenience, so just make healthy foods convenient. Cool. Okay. So that's it. Hopefully that was helpful. Now, if you need any help, we do nutrition programming, and I can help you kind of create your list. I can come up with meal timing. You know, we can kind of really work together with this if you'd like that help. You don't have to. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. You don't have to ever sign up for anything. I'm blessed to be able to do the podcast every day. I appreciate the support of the patrons who allow us to do this every day. But really, we're just here to help. If you would like help in a way, through support. We do offer individualized nutrition programming with support. So meal options you like, meal timing based on your schedule, kind of healthy nutrition that actually fits you. So instead of following someone else's diet, you create your own. You follow a program made by you for you. You can reach out to us or email brutalirongym@gmail.com. Tell us your goals and we'll tell you how to reach them. Okay, cool. Well, hopefully today's podcast was helpful. If you like today's podcast, please share the podcast. You can do so by sharing it on social media, email, text message to a friend, even just a conversation. Just letting people know that this podcast is something that can help their life if it has helped yours. So that way we can help more people. So the more people we share with, the more people we help live their healthiest and happiest lives. Freaking win, 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 win. Awesome. Again, thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean platform and through the podcast donation link, accessible through the link on our Instagram homepage. The podcast is over $1,000 a year, and we really appreciate the financial help. It's only through the financial help that I'm able to do this every day, so sincerely thank you to the patrons. It is because of you that we can help thousands of people. That's freaking awesome. I hope you feel good about that. Also, if you like the information we share, you can also find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything you want to know, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.